Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. Fatty, fatty, 2x4, can't get through the kitchen door.
Hey, fatso. Hey, flubber. Oh, be careful. Here comes the moose. Whale. Pachung, kachung, kachung.
I used to get called so many names when I was young, and I was always chubby. Even pictures of me at 3 and 4, I'm about as wide as I was tall. And yet through the years, I don't know why nobody ever intervened. My mom tried. She tried to help me to eat healthy, and she bought me one of those shaker belts, thinking it would shake off the pounds. And there were no Weight Watchers when I was little. There were no diet clubs. There was nothing that I could even find for help. And I was one of the few, really very few, overweight kids in my school. Now, in this day and age, it seems most of America is probably in the obese stage. If your body mass is 30 or more, you're considered obese. And I was only about 30 when I came to the realization that I was more than obese. I was actually in the, I don't know, I'd say humongous, overweight, the names that I was being called. Is it all about body image? You know, the reason I'm doing this now is because with Thanksgiving coming up, most of us are preparing for gluttony. Let's face it, we're all looking forward to that Thanksgiving dinner at grandma's or mom's or sister's or aunt or, well, maybe you're even doing it yourself, which in our case, we're hosting it this year. The Peppers side of the family are coming, and a couple of my nieces are in college. And, you know, we all know that this is the time you can do this once a year and then again at Christmas and maybe at Easter, but the rest of the year, everyone eats moderately and stays healthy, right? Not. And I don't know if you've ever heard about the sin of gluttony, but it is in the Bible. Do you believe me? I'll tell you where it is. It starts out with, in verse 12, I have the right to do all things, the Bible says, but not all things are beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but I will not be mastered by anything. I don't know about you, but food was really a quote-unquote master to me. The scripture that really opened my eyes when I was a brand new baby Christian at age 22 or 3, and I had gained so much weight that I couldn't get a job teaching. I couldn't even get jobs doing menial things. And when I had first come to Christ, Philippians 3:19 says, their destination is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame, for their mind is set on earthly things. Proverbs 23:2 says, put a knife to your throat if you're given to gluttony. What? How come we never hear sermons on this? Why is it that so many pastors are overweight? Why is diabetes such a big problem, I guess you would say, in Southern pastors especially? They used to call it, he's got the sugars, or he's got the sugar blood, things like that to talk about diabetes. And sugar was my enemy. I have come to the place where I no longer have any kind of problem with or any issue with dealing with sugar because I just don't eat it. Having lost 100 pounds and still having my Weight Watchers pin, even though it's up about 7, 8, 10 pounds all the time, up or down, up or down, up or down, I'm still not given to gluttony much. What do you mean much? Probably for Thanksgiving, I will eat more than I should, although I'm making means to not do that by having a great relish entree. We're going to have a salad. We're going to have deviled eggs, lots of vegetables, and lean meat. Yes, turkey white meat is very lean. Chicken white meat, but who wants that? You want the potatoes and gravy and all of the goodies that go with it and the casseroles. And I know, I'm there with you too. I'm not here to point a finger to you. I'm here to talk myself out of gluttonizing this Thanksgiving. I don't remember when the particular thought came to my head, but I remember the day that I could walk into a room and I would not see people whispering about me because I was so fat. And I don't just mean chubby. I mean, as a teenager into my early 20s, I was up and down into 260 pounds. So when I got my Weight Watchers pin, the lowest that I remember going was in my 130s. And that was normal. That's what I should weigh for my height. And I'm not obsessed about it. I'm not having an eating disorder about it anymore. But I am so concerned, as my husband and I get older, that we were not eating healthy. It used to be my husband was so thin that he could hide candy and have it occasionally. And then it came to the place where we both were trying to watch our weight. So together, we now take turns on the treadmill. We enjoy it. We talk, watch TV, whatever it takes. Until I had my recent hernia operation, I was swimming every day. My husband brought home a beautiful brand new pool heater year before last for Christmas. And that was the best gift I ever had because I could swim every day year round. And I almost can again. Another week and I can. I'm not talking about this because Thanksgiving is coming up, and yet I do know that even as my husband and I were overviewing the menu for what we were serving, I was thinking there are still a lot of ways to eat healthy here. And then I remember my friend, Vinny and Randy, who gave us at the last radio banquet her delicious homemade pumpkin cheesecake. Yum, 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 yum. And yes, I will have a slice of that. Yes, it has sugar. Is that going to make me binge like an alcoholic? No, I've come too far, too long. I now have it, at least God has it, under control. One of the other scriptures that certainly helps me is that when I surrender to Him, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. A discerning son heeds instruction, but a companion of gluttons disgraces his father. That's Proverbs 28:7. They used to talk about gluttony all the time, and it is considered a sin. But we are not to make fun of, we are not to vilify those that are overweight. As a matter of fact, when I was teaching high school, which I did most of my career, 25 years there and then 10 at Webster University, my heart would always go out to that one girl, especially. I mean, there were boys that were overweight too, but the girl that would walk in holding her books like in front of her stomach, making sure she was early so she could look at the desks and see if there was one that was larger where she could sit. I would always empathize with her, kind of take her under wing. I would not always mention their weight unless they asked about it. I would share with them that I had lost 100 pounds, and many times they would ask. But this is not something that most people are comfortable talking about with other people, and especially if you think it's going to cause an eating disorder or cause the particular person to go into reclusive states. But I do want to emphasize right here at Thanksgiving, I thank God because my stomach is no longer my God. I thank God that I no longer am obsessed by and have to give in to the sugar that I used to eat in massive amounts. And my friend, if you're one that you don't even know where to begin, I always suggest Weight Watchers because it's good, healthy eating, and you can always stay full. If you haven't been to Weight Watchers lately, it's not your mama's Weight Watchers. I first joined in 1975, and I've been in off and on through until COVID hit, but I just want to pray for you, especially my friend, for everyone that tends to overeat and to make food and their stomach, their God. Lord, I come before you right now at Thanksgiving, giving thanks to you for the bountiful supply we Americans have. I pray for those around the world that would give anything just to have the morsels from our plate, that would love to just eat from our garbage cans. But God, the ones that I'm focusing on right now are those who are already planning to gluttonize at Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter. And they don't even want to hear this right now. I know I didn't. But God, I pray that you will show them that they can be free from any kind of sin or addiction or anything that is their master or their God. It might be other people. It might be drugs or alcohol. But it certainly could be food. And the church doesn't talk about that much. God, I pray that you will give us strength, that you will fill our minds with the peace that passes understanding, and that we can pass up some of those dishes we know we shouldn't take seconds for. And God, I just pray right now for the one that is listening, that is lonely and in despair and eats out of boredom or loneliness, because I've been there too. God, I just thank you that we can come to you in every situation and for all things and ask you to fill our hearts and minds with good things and the peace that you give us and the joy of being with friends and family and good conversations, and best of all, to tell others of the great hope that we have in Christ, who is our Savior. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my friends, and may I wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks, and God bless.